Let's read the scripture reading for us this morning. The gospel reading from Matthew chapter 14, verses 22 through 33. I invite you to stand for the reading of the gospel. Immediately he made, and by the way, the title of this particular text says, I know in your Bible too, Jesus walks on the water. And I think the story goes beyond the supernatural power of Jesus. It really deals with the human nature. And as the people of Texas are dealing with the storm of a decade, and of course our thoughts and prayers go out to the people there, the disciples are also dealing with the storm. And so with that in mind, again, the reading from Matthew this morning. Immediately he made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead to the other side while he dismissed the crowds. And after he had dismissed the crowds, he went up the mountain by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone. But by this time, the boat, battered by the waves, was far from the land, for the wind was against him. And early in the morning, he came walking toward them on the sea. But when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified, saying, "It is a ghost." And they cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them and said, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." Peter answered him, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." He said, "Come." And so Peter got out of the boat, started walking on the water, and came toward Jesus. But when he noticed the strong wind, he became frightened. And beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." Jesus immediately reached out his hand and caught him, saying to him, "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" When they got into the boat, the wind ceased, and those in the boat worshiped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. You may be seated. So I'm back. I want to thank Bill Williams and Paul Giddings for filling in for me while I was gone, and I understand they did an outstanding job as usual. And by the way, I'm so grateful that we have so many lay speakers in our church. They preach with so much passion and lots of wisdom and experience. And I'm looking forward to many more lay speakers coming to share the good news with us in this sanctuary. It's not that I want to take more Sundays off, but and also our SSP team this morning coming to share their experience with us. So thank you. Appreciate it. And so obviously some of you are still asking us, so what did you do on your vacation? And as you know, most of you know that you've seen some of these pictures. We had a chance to get away to Mammoth. By the way, there's still lots of snow up on the top of the Mammoth Mountains. And so so we did a lot of hiking and the next picture, and we also got on the boat. We did some kayaking in the Mammoth Lakes, like the disciples, I was a little hesitant because the water was really icy cold. It was not very windy, but there was some wind, and the water, as you can see, was kind of choppy as well. And so when you rent a kayak, you usually have to sign, the waiver form, right? So we did just that. We knew we weren't going to die that day, but still, that's what they have us do, just in case. So we signed the waiver form, and I got to think about some 22 years ago, when I was actually an associate pastor back in New York. I was the associate pastor at Staten Island, a Korean United Methodist Church. That's right. I was a sort of young pastor overseeing some youth ministry and young adults. And I had a chance to lead about 20 youth on a retreat from Staten Island to Pocono Mountain. How many of you know where that is? Pennsylvania? Just about less than 2 hours drive from Staten Island. And one day during the retreat, we had this whitewater rafting scheduled. And so we went there, and I remember that day really well, because here I was. You know, I had all these permission slips from the parents, right? And we're standing and in front of the instructor. He's giving the last minute instruction about what white water rafting involves. And behind me is this roaring sound of river. And in front of me with these kids, they're silent. Their faith have not become pale, being terrified. And then I remember, oh my goodness, signing one of those waiver forms. You know what that waiver form says, right? It says, I, the undersigned, hereby acknowledge that I have voluntarily chosen to go on this whitewater rafting trip with releases. Certain risks are inherent in any recreational activity and cannot be eliminated, altered, or controlled. And these risks that contribute to the unique character of the activity can also be the causes of injury, illness, damages, and death. I know and fully understand that a whitewater rafting trip is an outdoor adventure activity in a wilderness environment with inherent risks and hazards where serious accidents can occur. Participants can die, sustain injuries, and so on. And I'm saying to myself, oh my goodness, what a stupid idea. What have I gotten myself into? What if something happens to these kids? What am I going to tell the parents? I wonder, when Jesus asked the disciples to get in the boat, Jesus perhaps had thought about having them sign one of those waiver form. When Jesus asked them to follow him, I wonder if Jesus thought about having them sign one of those waiver forms. Following Jesus can be risky. We all know that. And there are storms in life. And I sometimes wonder, why is Matthew wanting to share this story with us? And also Peter getting out of the boat and in the water. And I think it's because Matthew wants to tell us that, hey, whether you like it or not, there are storms in life. And they often just appear out of nowhere. We all know that. And here we are, I think, with our wonderful SSP team and youth. And you all know that you are going to face lots of storms in life. There is no way to avoid them sometimes. It's part of life. Yes, there are fears in life too. In fact, if you read this story, the fear is the occurring theme of this story. The phrases like being terrified, cried out in fear, frightened, do not be afraid, are constant in this story. And so Matthew is telling us, yep, you are going to have fears. Following Jesus is risky. And then there's Peter. He gets out of the boat. He sees Jesus walking on the water, and he thinks that, wow, this is cool. Maybe I could ask Jesus to help me walk on the water. And he actually begins to walk on the water, but when does he begin to sink? When he notices the storm moving in, right? And that happens to all of us. When storms move in, naturally, our hearts will begin to sink. And as you know, being in the mountain, in the deep woods of Mammoth, did not help me to escape the world's breaking news. And when we were in Mammoth, that's when we heard about the tragic incident in Charlottesville and also in Barcelona, Spain. Unfortunately, we're going through this once again as a nation. Storms are a part of life. Racism, hatred, and bigotry are here with us once again. We are disappointed in some of our leaders in the political world. And so how do we face our storms together? And that's what's at stake before us. In fact, there's another picture that I wanted to show it to you this morning. This is my son, Chris. I don't know if you've seen this picture. Behind, do you see a bear? There's a bear. We came down after hiking a Crystal Lake, and then as we were coming down, someone yelled, "Bear!" And obviously everybody's going, "Whoa!" And they begin to walk away. And I did the same thing. Naturally, you begin to walk away. And here's Chris telling me, "Dad, hey, here's my camera. Can you take a picture for me?" And so, you know, and I think sometimes we have to have that kind of spirit in life. You know, when we are faced with storms, our natural instinct is to sort of run away, hide. And sometimes we have to have that spirit, hey, bring it on. And it doesn't mean that, you know, don't face the bear yourself in the mountain. That's not what I'm saying. But sometimes we have to have that spirit. And which is why as I was doing my devotion, that happens to be a Sunday. And that Sunday, the lectionary reading was actually this reading. I know Bill preached on Romans. And that text about Jesus walking on the water and the fears and all that led me to this phrase that I ran across. It says, "Fear can paralyze, but faith propels us to follow God." And I thought that was so true. Fear can really paralyze us. We can't avoid storms, but it is the fear that will paralyze us. But faith propels us to follow God. And I know it's not as simple as what that phrase says. And so this is why I think it is our job to always cultivate our faith. You know, it doesn't matter what stages you are in your faith journey. Some may be down here, some may be here, some may be up there. It doesn't matter where you are in your faith journey. It is always about cultivating your faith so that you can continue to grow. And so as I was thinking about having a theme for our fall season leading into Thanksgiving and Christmas, I thought maybe that would be a great theme for our church. Cultivate. Cultivate your faith. Cultivate your fruit of the spirits. Love, kindness, joy, peace. That was a great line about peace that, you got to have one another to have that peace. So whatever it is, let's cultivate our faith together at UMCTO for the next couple of months. Amen?